Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Advise Show Radio, the station that brings you intense discussions about the hottest topics. Make sure you join us by calling in at 347-996-3350. Now, here are your hosts, Gabriella and The Advise Show.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show tonight. It's Monday night, beginning of the week, and we'll be talking about illegal butt injections. We're going to talk about it from all angles, the vanity aspect of it, the health aspect of it, and some different horror stories. But on the line as well, I have Ms. Gabriella. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm good. I'm taking a little break from homework to get on with the show, so...
All right, well, cool. Taking a break. See, sometimes you got to take a break from homework because, you know, when you start seeing circles on your paper, you got to, like, dog, I need to take a little break. You're going to start getting headaches.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to come out the gate. Illegal butt injections. We got a big thing to talk about there. Now, before we get started, the first hour and a half of the show, we're going to stay on topic. If you call in, please stay on topic. If it's not about being on topic, then I'm going to have to end the call or get the call back the last 30 minutes of the show. We'll talk about anything else that you would like to talk about. Just want to put that out there to keep a little order on the show. Now, Gabriella, illegal butt injections. Why do you think females are really doing this, even though there's so many horror stories of women dying, losing limbs, and everything else?
The thing is that, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. Mainly it's just because as women, you can actually look at studies when, I mean, there's been cases of eating disorders in children that are about 4 years old. And when, like, little girls start recognizing the differences between their bodies and somebody else's body in between the ages of 4 to 6. And so our society is always bombarding us with images of what beauty really should be. Like, back in the 20s, there was the image of being, like, thick, thin. Women would sit there and bind their chest when they were going through puberty so that their breasts wouldn't grow. And then, you know, in the 50s, when the hourglass shape was back in style, people started wearing corsets, trying to force their body into fitting a certain shape that it's not really supposed to be. I mean, there are so many cases of women doing things like this, and it's mainly vanity, but it's just like women are risking their lives to fit this ratchet hip-hop standard. That's basically all it is. Because our society, every time you turn on the radio, if you listen to the popular hip-hop stations, everybody's talking about, she has a big booty and she looks like this and she looks like that. And then you see women that are basically getting all this, like, trips around the world and money and nice clothes and living this big, glamorous lifestyle just because they sat there and laid down on a hotel bed and got God knows what substance injected into their butt.
Exactly.
And so women are like, man, well, I see, Sultry Simone getting all this attention. I see Black China getting all this attention. I want to be just like her. And so they go out and they do it.
But the thing is, what some women don't understand is, Gabriella, certain attention from men is not the right attention, and that attention is not the right attention. It's
mm-hmm.
not. Because, yeah, they got these dudes that they got money. They start, you know, caking and all this stuff with these females. But at the end of the day, most men do not want to marry a woman like that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. I mean, come on, man. Nah, she got it naturally like that. That's one thing. But, you know, you don't even look natural at all. I mean, people be like, what's up with your, you know, wife or whatever? I mean, people constantly question you, and then most dudes be thinking like, oh, shoot, that chick done been ran through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of these women don't realize. It's not about how big your behind is to get a man. It's about you as a person. And if this guy want to be with you, then he has to be with you how you are as a human being. Sure, I mean, yeah, some guys are attracted to different things. They like what they like. I get that. But why would you put your health at risk just for a guy to give you a comment online? And half the time, that's what it is. It's not like the guys in their area they doing it for. Sometimes they doing it just for attention, yeah, from those guys who they look, and then they want to take these pictures, put them on Facebook, put them on Instagram, whatever, and have all these thirsty guys making comments to them. And it's like they feel so much better about themselves getting a bunch of lustful sexual comments from stupid guys that, you know, half of the time that's, you know, don't even have jobs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not real men. Real men is not going to sit there and talk to you like some of these guys will talk to you because they got sense. They know it's not the way you talk to a woman. You just don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, I want to read a comment this one woman left on the video. She said about the, you know, the booty injection. She said, and I want to touch on that, blame it on Kim Kardashian and Nicki Minaj and Buffy the Body with their fake booty. He said many more in the hip-hop game for putting in super ugly chicks with fake booties in all the videos. Personally, I think it's super stupid for risking your life for a fake booty. And not all men are into fake booties. That's true. The guys I know love a real booty that's proportioned to the girl's body.
Exactly.
But the thing is, like, about Kim, if Kim had work, if Nicki had work, I don't know. But they didn't go get this illegal stuff. They actually went to the plastic surgeon and got it done right. Now, Buffy the Body, I don't know if she's illegal or not. I don't know. But from what I've, you know, heard and done some research on, that a lot of times these women are paying $500 in some back room hotel.
Yeah, that's what they do.
To get
I've actually read Vanity Wonder's book. She was she was a former urban model, and she, you can go look up Vanity Wonder 1000. But yeah, everybody knows who she is. And she wrote a book about how so many women go and get this done. Some of them get it done in their teens with their mom. There's women that were in their 80s, or not in their 80s. They were like, you know, 60 years old going to get these butt injections done. And then the mother and daughter would go together so they can pretend that they had it in the family. Like, everybody has big butts naturally. It's a lot bigger than you would think. There's a lot of women. There was police officers going to get it done. I mean, all walks of life, women, men, gay men were doing it, young women, old women, no matter, teachers, whatever, all trying to chase after this image of what they think is considered beautiful. And the sad part about it is that, yeah, you're going to look good for some time, but after a while, what happens is that silicone is not meant to be injected into the body. And I know how some people say, well, I got hydrogel injected. Hydrogel is just a classification of gel. Any type of liquid form of something that's kind of like silicone. So you don't even know what's really being injected into your body. And what happens is that over time, gravity starts to make the stuff move.
Uh-huh.
Because it's almost like if you imagine filling a plastic bag with water and then putting marbles in it, eventually that stuff is going to shift somewhere. There's been cases of women that get the butt injections done and either they disappear in a few months or sometimes the stuff starts to sag and you kind of get this weird overhang or underhang under your butt, or you can end up, or the stuff will sometimes it'll shift and go down to their calves. Or, I mean, sometimes it just completely just goes away and it just spreads throughout the whole body and you don't even know where it went. And there was a woman on YouTube, it was a transgender woman on YouTube who made a video talking about how they went and got this procedure done and eventually they got their breasts and they got their hips and butt done. And what happened was the stuff started to shift and now they have like this big lump on their back.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, and then there's another case where somebody made a video talking about how, oh, I got injections, breast injections and butt injections, and I'm fine, but they don't also mention that they also have lung cancer or some form of cancer. So what are you talking about? You have cancer. So obviously you're not fine.
No,
and
not at all.
Maybe it was caused by them smoking or maybe it was the silicone, but there's been a lot of cases where silicone being inside of the body does cause cancer.
And, you know, you look at these silicone, like, breast implants. It's not, the silicone itself is encased.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just silicone
floating around in your body.
Yeah, floating around in your body when the plastic surgeon do that type of surgery. Women. But the thing is, I mean, when I heard they inject stuff like fix a flat, something for a tire inside of your body, injected cement, injecting industrial grade silicone that's supposed to be meant, from a hardware store. It don't, belong in your body. That's chemicals. I mean, a lot of chemicals.
But even liquid silicone, even medical grade silicone, is not meant to be in your body just floating around. It needs to be encased in something. At a certain point in time, I think it was in the 90s. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but there was a time when they actually banned breast implants because they weren't safe, because what was happening was some of the implants were leaking.
Yeah, I heard about that. For a while, they was having that issue.
Even now, it doesn't. Implants themselves are not safe, and people don't think about the long-term health risks, because they see women like Vanity Wander, they see Sultry Simone, they see Blac Chyna, they see all these urban models walking around with these 50-inch butts. Mm-hmm. And they say, oh, well, they're healthy, they're fine. I don't see anything happening to them. Yeah, but for how long? That's the thing. And then, you'll be okay for a little while, but then maybe after about 10 years, you start getting cancer, or you have to get limbs amputated. Like Vanity Wonder got an infection. They got all lumpy and stuff. And, we don't even know what's going to happen to her later.
Exactly. Yeah, and I remember, I'm reading the comments, and there's one person referring to, and I did that story about that woman that got her limbs amputated, her arms and her legs, because she got these, illegal butt injections. And for what? And this thing I don't understand. I am very surprised that black women are doing this. Because black women, normally, don't have those issues to worry about. Let's say, maybe white women, maybe I can see them trying to do that. But black women, it's a lot of them doing it. It's not, of course, I've done stories on other races of women doing this as well. So it's not just black women. But it just shocks me to see that black women will do this.
But if you think about it, I've gotten chastised and made fun of I've even had, male acquaintances or guys in my class sometimes, or guys just that I've talked to. And they're like, oh, well, these are black men. They'd be like, oh, well, you look good, but if only your butt was a little bit bigger, then you would be perfect. And I've heard that several times. I don't think there's anything wrong with my body, but the problem is that a lot of black men are constantly being bombarded with these images of women with these huge fake butts. They don't even know what is realistic for a woman to look like. And it's like, not every black woman has that stereotypical black woman shape, which is like that more pear shape where they're more bottom heavy. Mm-hmm. Not everybody is built like that. Myself, I have like more of an hourglass shape naturally, so my weight is evenly distributed. I don't have, I don't think I'll ever be able to look like supposedly Buffy the Body is all natural. I don't believe that. Because if you look at her stomach, she actually has the telltale signs of somebody who got a fat transfer, but I don't want to really go into that. But not every black woman is going to look like that, and that does not mean that she's not beautiful.
Okay, you're talking about fat transfer, but that means a plastic surgeon had to do that. And this is my thing. If you want to do that, do it. That's you. Just make sure you do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
That's you. And this is my thing. I was discussing this with my wife. I said, I would understand if these women was working in adult entertainment. I would understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I would really understand that. But these women not even working in that industry. I mean, they just doing it just so they can compete with the other females.
Mm-hmm.
And that's silly. And like one sister, I'm reading the comments she wrote. She said, it kills me what women will do to impress men. She said, I have a big booty, but I do not use it to impress or to get dudes to holler at me. My life too important for this crazy thing. Women are dying, and for what? To have a warped but full of who knows what. Reality check, it looks nasty, not normal. Well, it says well proportioned to your body, and you are degrading yourself for what? A man? Is that get your life? I mean, it's the truth. I mean, why would you go through all that and degrade yourself just to impress some guy that you may not get?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get a guy. That booty of yours is not going to hold that guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they don't realize. Instead of building yourself up on, you know, who you are as a woman in the relationship, no, you rather sit up here and just get a big booty and think that's a cure-all.
I don't know, because if you look at most of them, you can look at how many of these booty models or whatever are actually married. It's very few. They have kids, but they ain't married. And sometimes they'll have long-term boyfriends, but that's about it. And those boys don't, those guys don't really have any intention of really having a family or really being serious with them.
Exactly.
So it's kind of a lose-lose when you think about it. And then if you actually Google urban models without Photoshop, Lord, you'll see some of the most lumpiest. Their butts are lumpy, misshapen, saggy. And sometimes what happens is that when the silicone starts to move, you end up losing, like, I don't want to sound too graphic here, but you end up losing your butt crack almost because the stuff kind of like starts coming up into your back. And so you have like this weird like lump right there. And like the reason why a lot of these, like the strippers that get it done or the urban models that get it done, get all these tattoos all over their butt, is to either cover up the injections, like the little injection scars. Cause if you have a lighter skin tone, like sometimes you'll have like little brown spot all over your butt.
Give me a second. Area code 323, you on the show.
Yeah, man, I was just chiming in to see what's going on whenever I can contribute something. But I didn't catch it from the very beginning, but, man, it's like sometimes when you see it and it just doesn't match, you know what I mean? Like when you don't match the leg, the lower leg, and not the lower leg, but the thigh. It's just they're going through these lengths to get the attention, but the attention that they're going to get is probably not necessarily the quality of man that they would like in the first place. So to get the attention, I guess that's the first thing for them. They're thirsty for that attention. But, I mean, dang, man, when the person sees it, because it's not like the chest area where you can get, if somebody, they've always been doing the breast thing for a long time, you know, they've been doing that for years and years now, but it's meant to sit a certain way because there's a bra, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's not going to move so much. But if you get booty injections, on the other hand, it's supposed to move, you know what I mean? So when you see somebody walking around look like you got a brick, and it's not, and I'm not talking about a brick house, I'm talking about like a solid brick in a pan.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you might have the size that you want, but it's not doing what it's supposed to do. So you going through all these drastic measures to compete, you're making it hard for all these other ladies. I mean, it's just too much deception. You know,
yeah, they're messing up. They messing up the game for themselves, bro. I mean,
really?
It's like now they're getting their butt done, but they getting their hips done too. I mean, like, and for what though? That's the thing. For what? I mean, these thirsty dudes, you doing that for? That's not the caliber of men that's gonna marry you. Mm-hmm. Cause we don't want that.
Exactly.
A chick full of tattoos, and looking like just she been ran through, and you know, but she got a big old booty. And 9 times out of 10, they broke as hell. Cause what career woman do you know walking around like that?
Mhm. Or yes. I mean, you end up actually limiting yourself by having that kind of body type, because let's say if you want to get into modeling, you're not going to be able to really do anything glamorous, or you're not going to be able to walk the runways in France looking like that. No one's going to want to hire you.
I'm going to mute this real quick because my alarm went off. So,
okay.
Excuse me, sorry about that. Yeah.
Well, when it comes to that modeling thing, which you was talking about, that's mostly judged on the white standard of beauty anyway. You know, not, you know, most, just like just about almost everything else. I mean, like I said, it's nothing wrong. Like if they go pay for it and do it the right way, then that's okay, I guess. But you know, but when a plastic surgeon do it, it doesn't look like
so extreme. You don't have a 22-inch waist with a 50-inch butt. And little skinny chicken thigh.
Yeah, because he wouldn't even do that for you. He would advise against.
They would. I mean, some quack doctors would do all that, but most of the time they would try to give you like a moderately sized Kim Kardashian looking one, because they don't want you to. Well, number one, you can't really have all that on your body, especially since you sit on your butt. You do all, like, you lay on it. I mean, you use your lower half a lot for everything that you do, pretty much.
Yeah.
You're not active at all. And so they wouldn't really want to put all that in your body, because it's just so harmful. Like Vanity Wonder talks about how in her book, how a lot of the girls had to kind of, they had to sit in this really weird way. They had to almost straddle bar stools when they wanted to sit down at work because they couldn't sit flat on their butt because either it would hurt or it would, or they just couldn't. Because like she describes how when it was infected, the feel like it almost felt like somebody was like stabbing her with pins and needles and stuff.
Yeah. Because
what happens is when it's injected, it's kind of injected in between, like it kind of causes the muscle to expand, and it's like you're injecting something in between the fat and the muscle and your skin, and it almost feels like somebody is like just a stabbing, searing, shooting pain that goes all throughout your body.
Mm-hmm.
And like she would say, it's like if somebody was to hit her or if she would sit down too hard or something, she would be in pain. And there's plenty of horror stories of butt injections gone wrong. Even if they got a little bit done, you could still have problems. And sometimes they end up having to get it done multiple times because it gets lumpy. Because, you know, it gets infected and your body starts rejecting it. Or sometimes your body will do this thing where if there's a foreign object in your body, like let's say if you get stabbed or there's a bullet or something inside of your body that's not supposed to be there, your body will kind of, I don't know if it's antibodies or whatever, but it kind of like makes a little envelope over whatever is inside of your body because it doesn't want it to move around. And so then that's why you get these weird lumps, which is why they get all those tattoos or they have to get it done multiple times to kind of pad over the lumps. So it makes it look a little bit better, but then they have to keep getting it done multiple times to try to cover up the damage that it does.
And then the body also, I mean, since it's a foreign object, the body is going to be trained to attack it in a way too, right? I mean, like,
mm-hmm.
like she said, like a bullet or whatever. So, I mean, these people are doing that. And look at all these unsuccessful stories that are looking like some horror films, you know what I mean? And it's just, mm-hmm. you losing everything. You losing legs and limbs. And I mean,
that tripped me.
I see
that sister that lost her legs and arms. That tripped me smooth. I was like, man.
That was crazy.
For some butt injections?
You're lucky if they all they do is take your butt off, let alone mm-hmm. them taking your arms and your legs. Because I hope she didn't do it. She didn't get her butt injections to get a man, because she's definitely not going to get a man now.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. And it's kind of, is it like poison too? I mean, maybe caulking, whatever they're using, like stuff that they repair. How
all that stuff they be getting out of Home Depot and Lowe's, man. None of that stuff is safely inside your body.
Crazy.
That's supposed to be used in your house.
Make no sense.
And like I
now
said,
imagine,
even if it's medical grade silicone, it can kill you because it's not meant to just be floating like that.
And they're not getting this from doctors too. That's the thing that trips me out. You are taking a risk even if you go to an actual doctor or an actual plastic surgeon to get it done. Even then you're taking a risk. So you're not even going to the people who are professionally trained to do it. You're going to somebody that, you know, is from around the way. So that's even worse, you know what I'm saying? I don't get it.
The way that it's done, you know, like if you actually look up the procedure, what they do is they'll inject you with, like, depending on who you get it done by, you can get 9 to 25 injections in each cheek. And what they do is they kind of just, once they inject you, you'll have about 25 needles sticking out of you, and then they'll just keep adding silicone to that. Like they'll push more whatever the substance is into your body. And then they wipe you off with alcohol pads and then seal you up with cotton balls and super glue. And you have to kind of wear sweatpants or something for a few days until you're able to remove the cotton ball. And sometimes there's been times when people would be walking around and the cotton balls wouldn't stick, or, you know, there was too much leakage. And so they'll walk around with a big old wet spot on their butt, which is blood and whatever substance seeping out of your pants. And then you can, when you have an infection, you know, your body is going to get, you'll start having fevers and diarrhea. And there's been times people will be throwing up, having diarrhea. Sometimes people would die right there in the hotel where it's getting done at. I mean, it's more dangerous than you think.
And these people are committing a crime because you are practicing medicine without a license. If they're caught, they will be arrested. And it's big business here in Houston. It is big business here. Trust me. A lot of that go on here. And he's hotels.
You know another thing, too? Like, I bet they probably try to psych themselves out by not telling people the actual problems that they're having that is causing them. Like, okay, they work at the strip club or whatever. Okay, I understand that. So that's the competition there. But you think they're going to actually tell the people that they work with, oh, this, and this is happening to me? I mean, because they're probably fearful themselves. So it's like they don't really want to think about it. You know what I'm saying? So they're pushing it so far from their mind that they probably are really going through it just to maintain that look to get that money. So does it even, I mean, does it even out at the end of the day? It's such temporary pleasure. Like a few years from now, it hasn't even been around that long. That's what I'm trying to get at, and I'm going to pass it back to y'all. But, like, if it was around a little bit longer and they got to the point where they got a good science under it, kind of like how they did for breasts and stuff like that, even that still has problems. But if they got to the point where, you know, they could do it and it would be secure to do it, then, you know, come around and everybody start getting it if they want to. But it hasn't even reached that point where they've been doing it long enough.
Well, it's only been around for, I think it's like started out in the 2000s.
And this is the thing, you know, the big booty thing, that is the black man's standard of beauty, but yet all these females want it. I mean, what's that about? You know what I'm saying?
It's just because that's what's the hot thing.
Because the white men, I've talked to a lot of white guys, and they'll say they think Kim Kardashian is nasty and she got too much. They'll say that.
Yeah, they say she's fat.
Yeah, they'll say that she's fat and everything else.
Black
man
would
say that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So the big booty is the black man's standard of beauty. So, but it's the same thing along with this twerking thing. And now, you know, a bunch of white chicks is twerking and they trying to, you know, do that now and everything.
But, I mean, the funny thing is that you can still get a bigger butt by going to the gym. So I don't see why. It takes longer. Sometimes it could take up to a year or more. But the thing is that the glutes are such a huge muscle that with proper diet and exercise, you can actually make it a lot bigger.
Oh, yeah, you can.
It won't get 50 inches, maybe, but it'll look good. Because I've seen even Asian girls and white women that had butt flatter than pancake, and then they went to talk to a personal trainer, they got a special diet, they started really hitting at the gym hard, and eventually they got maybe they might not have a booty model type butt, but it looks really good.
Yeah, that's
so,
a lot of these females don't understand, but see, that's too much. That's too much, like, right, though, to actually say, you know what, I'm going to the gym and I'm going to work on it. That's safer. You ain't got to worry about no foreign things.
It only costs $100 a year for a gym membership, so I think it's even smarter.
It is. I mean, you can get in shape, but really, women, if they want that, they can get that. They can go to the gym once a week and work out that one body part. I mean, just kill it once a week and just do their cardio the rest of the week. And it's like take not whey protein, but take soy protein and stuff like that and just try to have a high protein, low carb diet. And they can do it. They really can. So I don't get why they don't do that. But, you know, but see, I'm going to say at least.
But that makes too much sense, though.
But see, well, I'm going to say at least with black women feel that, you know, you got to have some fat with it too, or you don't. It don't look good. And the bad part about it is, us as black men encourage that. We see, like white men, they don't encourage any of that. They have a certain standard of beauty, and that's it. If you're not that thick, skinny standard of beauty for them, they don't want you. I've talked to a lot of white men about their thoughts on beauty. Trust me, I have, because I like to know what they think, just as much as they try to figure out what we think. Okay, and they just don't have it. If that woman gains some weight, they will have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
That man will leave her over some weight. That's why you see
the
white
girls. I will say, though, man, I'm glad. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's why you see the white girls working out so much. Because I say, shoot, that white man ain't going to want them.
Yeah, because I know a lady that, well, I don't want to talk too much about her, but she's really thin. She's what I would consider skinny. But she's complaining about how fat she is. And she can't be no bigger than a size 2. And she was tall and thin, and she was like, oh, I'm so fat. I used to be able to put my whole hand around my wrist or around my bicep, but I can't do it anymore. I'm just like, you're not even fat. If you go to the gym, maybe you can, all she really needs to do is, like, start lifting weights and tone up, and she'll be fine. But you know, that's the standard of beauty is, for them, it's just be real thin to be able to see somebody's ribs and all that.
Yeah, I don't
see how that's attractive. But, you know, to each their own. You know, everybody has their own idea of what they consider beautiful. But, I mean, it's but then there's some white women and black women and Latinas and even Asian women that are going out and getting these injections, and they're not even trying to attract black men. They just, some of them are just doing it to compete with other women because we feel like the market is just so, it's just so, I don't even know. It's like sometimes it seems like women are just scared that there's no more men anymore. And it's crazy because it's like, I think the reason why women are doing all this is I think it's because of Instagram and Tumblr and all these websites where women are just putting up their Photoshop pictures and they you know, they'll have like these itty-bitty skinny little waist and a huge butt, and there's women of all races trying to look like that because they see those pictures and they're like, man, I want to get 1,000 likes on my picture and I want all this attention. But they fail to realize that half the time it's either Photoshop or camera angles or whatever.
Yeah, for real. You know, another thing, too, like before it used to just be the magazines that was putting that pressure on the women, you know what I'm saying? And they used to be, on an average, you know, people, for the most part, they might see somebody with some breast implants every now and then. You know, it wasn't necessarily as much as it is now. So the competition, a lot of times, they would look at the magazines and then feel that pressure. You get what I'm saying? Feel that pressure, or maybe on the TV. But with the Internet, like she said, the Instagram and all these other different things, it's like it's a constant barrage on the brain. And they're like, well, dang. So that might make them feel a little depressed and want to feel like they have to compete to be seen. But at the end of the day, it still only gets you in the door. Like, because then once you get the dude who you've been doing all this stuff for, if you don't have it upstairs, if you can't hold a conversation, you know what I'm saying, then really the person's not going to, it's not going to keep the person. You just turn into a sexual object at that point. So you're really doing yourself a disservice. Like, I mean, if everybody else is looking trampy, really the one that's going to stand out is not the one who gets all the butt injections and wearing all this fake stuff. The one who's really going to stand out is the one who's keeping it real at the end of the day. And it's hard to do. It's hard to maintain. I know we only live once, depending on who you talk to. But if you come, if you have the mindset you only live once, then, I mean, people going to do what they're going to do. And you're going to feel happy.
I mean, like, most dudes would say they'd rather marry a Sanaa Lathan type over a Buffy the Body type any day. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, that's kind of, I'm not saying like her, but I'm saying her, that type, you know, just they nice looking, they classy with it. I mean, most men that I know do not marry those kind of women. They don't. Unless they own some pimp stuff and they pimp on her out and all this other stuff. But other than, but even those guys wouldn't really marry them. Unless, you know, like you said, unless you're iced tea and making money off the chick, I guess that's so. You know.
Yeah, but even in the prenup, he said that she got to give her breasts and her butt back.
Get her booty back.
So, yeah.
Yeah, iced tea. He still got that old pimp in him. He ain't flipping.
He said, yeah, if we get a divorce, you got to give that stuff back. It's not yours.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Don Magic One was talking about that on Vlad TV when he said that.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah, that was funny. Talking about, you're going to give me that back. I paid for it. I gave that to you. Well, you know, technically, all that surgery that she had really did make her. And that's another person. They see a person like Coco do it, and then that's another thing. You know, it's a lot of them, and Coco's been very successful with it. But it's a difference with Coco versus black women. Coco's white, and Coco is going to get a little bit more shine. And then Coco really don't get the shine like, you know, she probably could due to her figure. But she do get it.
But it's only a certain, but she's always going to be thought of as a sexual object. I never looked at Coco and thought, oh, she's classy. You know, even if she could be wearing, she could be decked out in pearls and furs and, you know, expensive dresses, she still would not look classy because of the way that her body is. It's just, it looks too much. She looks kind of, she kind of had that old Pamela Anderson look where it's just kind of like porn star. You don't think
she got way more than she had. She was just top heavy. This girl's all the way around. And then on top of that, she works out. She really hits the weight. That's the thing about her.
It's a trip. You know, it's a trip on the real. Like, back in the day, you know, black women, they're already known for, they're always known for their shape, you know what I'm saying? Not all black women have that particular shape, but, you know, people know them for having a certain type of shape, right? But it's like it took a J-Lo, you know what I'm saying? It took somebody who wasn't black for them to say it was okay now, you know what I'm saying? Which is not cool because they don't want to necessarily give the shine to a sister, right? But they give it to a J-Lo, and then from there, it's like, okay, now this is the end thing. Like, they give it to, they like Kim Kardashian, she gets all this hype and
I don't think so much J-Lo. I think Kim is the one that really exploded it.
Yeah, Kim did, I remember when J-Lo came out.
Yeah, she was.
She was like a forerunner in a way.
Yeah, forerunner, but I think also Kim and then Nikki too kind of reinforced it. But, you know what I'm saying? Huh?
Nikki's getting ridiculous. I don't even know if Nikki's is real anymore because I've seen a photo not too long ago, and it's kind of looking, I don't know, it's looking fake, y'all. I don't know if hers is real, and I'm not trying to question it.
Implants all over. I mean, but the thing about hers is that at least her, whatever she got done, I don't know what she got done. I think it looks like a fat transfer and some implants because what they can do is that if you actually have Nicki Minaj money, you can go to a good plastic surgeon that can take implants and then put fat over it so that it doesn't look so fake. And then you can get your thighs and everything done so everything is in proportion. So even though she got all this work done, she still looks, I mean, she could actually still retire from music and not look so cartoony. But even though she kind of does look, to me, she looks pretty bad to me. I think she looks pretty fake. But it's still not, she's not walking around with little skinny legs and a huge butt. So it doesn't look that bad. And then Kim Kardashian, even though she claims that her butt is all natural, from the looks of things, I think she got a fat transfer. Just saying. Because if you look at the before and after pictures, it just doesn't.
Yeah, because you see her back in the day versus now, she looks totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's she like, all that Botox stuff she did to her face?
Yeah.
You see her, like, if you look, you see her back in 2006. Like, what movie I was watching the other day? And one of them scary movies, it was back in 2006. And she looked totally, like, she looked better back then than she does now. So, I mean, she looks completely fake now.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting older too, so maybe she's trying to like, she don't want to go.
That's why. Yeah, she getting older, and that's why she had that baby with Kanye. She wasn't stupid.
Oh yeah, she's on her way out.
She get her child support.
She's already got money now, though. Before she might have been a gold digger. She might have been considered a gold digger before, but now she's got like all the money from the show she's on and the different endorsements, like. I can't even consider her marrying Kanye for money now because she's already got money. I mean, right now, to tell you the truth, if it doesn't work with Kanye, I don't know who's going to want to pick up after her track record, you know? I'm surprised Kanye even wiped that up because I'm pretty sure he could have had his pick of the litter, you know, while he chose her.
I'm like, I don't get why. Like, my thing is, and I don't know if, and I'm about to mention her, I don't know if Amber Rose had any work done because I think she did. But when he was, I thought he was going to be with her. You know, but,
I thought
you know,
he would be with her too.
Amber Rose, but then her stuff is in proportion. I think that she may have gotten breast implants, but then there's women that actually have that shape naturally. I've seen plenty of women that naturally have that nice shape, so we wouldn't know, really. But then again, I wouldn't consider marrying that type of woman, but to each their own.
Well, Wiz Khalifa did. He married.
Yeah, but Wiz Khalifa, you know.
Yeah. He's one of them new age guys.
I mean, but that's the kind of woman he would like. What sense would it make for him to be married to, like, a Mother Teresa type?
Yeah.
They wouldn't even make any sense. And then you look at Tyga's baby mama, Black China.
Oh man,
she looks dumb now. she almost looks like she's
walking
around with the diaper.
Everybody keeps talking about her. You know, I've never seen her, and I'm about to check out what she looks like. I've never seen her.
Okay, Blackchina.
Google that.
Yeah, I'm gonna check out what y'all are talking about because I keep hearing y'all mention that name of that female.
Don't look
it up. Okay, I see what you're talking about. Yeah, she definitely.
At a certain point, and the fact is, look, man, they're still young too, so you know they're gonna get more work. Because I mean, they gotta maintain it for one. But if you see other people like Lil' Kim, they might start at a certain point. But is there ever really an ending point? They just keep on getting it done.
Yeah, look,
because
Kim, like,
really,
she just messed herself up, man.
For real.
But Kim,
it's a
still, she
thing,
doesn't
though.
Look that
it's
bad,
thing.
Though. She actually doesn't have Lil' that.
Kim?
I mean, oh, Lil' Kim, yeah. She, no, mom, I thought I was getting confused. Lil' Kim looks,
yeah.
I mean, she actually, the sad part is she doesn't even seem like a bad person. But it's like, she kind of almost had like that Michael Jackson thing where you just keep getting stuff done. You keep getting stuff done.
Yeah, it's scary what that girl did to herself. Erico 514, you on the show.
She almost has that Dolly Parton. You know,
hey,
Dolly
how you doing?
Hello?
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah,
Dolly?
hold on, yep. Gabriella. Hey, 514, what's your name?
Caroline.
What's your name again?
Caroline.
Okay, how you doing?
Good. I'm calling from Canada.
All right. Awesome. You're calling from Canada.
Yeah.
Dude, that's great. So let me ask you a question. What is your opinion about the illegal butt injection?
Oh, I'm calling about the Kardashian case. I don't know if you're done with it, though.
Oh, you can talk about it. That's fine.
All right. Can I talk about it?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, because we were talking about Kardashians and the butt injections and all the other stuff. We thinking who had surgery and in the industry, but yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj obviously has butt implants because she said it in one of her song with Big Sean. But about Kim Kardashian, I think that she has butt implants because if you see her sister or her mom, they don't have big asses like hers. So I would say she has a fake ass actually, because if you look at her picture from before, her ass looks kind of flat. So. Your ass cannot grow like that, you know, so it has to be something. And it can be genetic, but look at her parents. Her parents doesn't have, like, a fat butt or anything, you know what I mean?
I don't know, but Chloe got some, though. Not the other sister, but Chloe do.
But maybe
Chloe's
you don't know
butt,
if that's
but,
natural, though.
Oh, well, yeah.
It doesn't look like
you have
it
no way
look
of
like
knowing.
Kim.
Yeah.
No, I think Chloe kind of looks proportionate, though. You know what I'm saying?
But
she's
then
like
Chloe
a
is not a thin girl. She's not thin at
that's
all.
No, she's
bit,
not. She's always trying to
looks a
deal with.
Real.
Yeah,
I mean, she has a big butt by nature. That would make sense because if you look at her arms, you look at even her stomach, her everything else.
She's curved. She has more curve than Kim, and like she's like, you know, a little thicker. But Kim, she used to be skinny, and she had like this big butt out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It should be like proportionated.
So let me ask you a question: in Canada, are the women doing that over there?
No, not very much actually. I think it's more natural or whatever. It's not the same here.
Okay, so basically, what you're saying
that's
an American thing.
Yes, actually, because you know when you talk about the ratchet girl and the hood rats, I'm trying to see what you're talking. I know I've seen it in America, but in Canada it's more different. It's really not like that. We have some, but it's different.
Okay,
but
so
not
it's never crossed your mind
like they are in America. That's probably what it is.
Yeah,
okay. What's the difference? What's the difference in Canada versus America?
Okay, yes. You know, the welfare, it's all about the cards for the food stamp and how they fight and everything. It's not like, we have projects and everything, but it's not this major case where they will, like, come up to you and try to fight you or anything like that. I'm not saying that there is no ratchet or hood rat, but I'm saying that it's not as obvious as some places, you know what I mean? Like, it's really hard to explain, but it's really like that. So I'm like, okay, damn. Because my dad is from Jersey, and when I went to Jersey and I saw them, you know, I saw what you were talking about. But in Canada, it's ghetto, but it's not hood rat, like, to the top, you know?
Well, let me ask you a question since you mentioned hood rat. in Canada, do they give out like public assistance, like if you don't work, or do they give you like food stamps
you
have kids?
Let me
tell
you something. Yes, exactly. They give up this thing, but it's like mostly white people, because it's really like there's black people, of course, but you know, like when you talk about that, they're referred to more white people, and we don't have food stamp and EBT card like you guys. We don't have really that thing. We don't have that.
Okay, all right. So let's get this straight. Y'all don't have EBT cards, no food stamps. Okay, that's awesome.
No,
awesome.
Anyway, in Montreal, we don't have EBT cards. Let me tell you that straight. And not even food stamp. Like, we have, like, coupons, but not food stamp, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can I say this, though?
All right, go ahead.
Yeah?
Can I say this real quick? I think that America, sometimes they start the trends a lot, so you guys might not have it now. But we're kind of like the lab experiment, you know what I'm saying? We're the rats right now, and they test it on us first. And before you know it, it gets around, and other countries are doing it. It's like with hip-hop, too. You know, everybody, every country's doing the hip-hop thing, right? So they start with us first.
They
and
have
so
it in Asia,
guarantee,
too. So.
Yeah, give it a couple years. I bet you. Give it a couple years. You'll be having some booty implants, too. It might cross your mind in a few years. You might not do it. But it might cross your mind because that competition will get thick on you.
Wow. Yeah, well, I just want to say thank you because I can't stay too long because I'm paying right now. But I just want to say thank you for having me on the show, whatever. And I'll keep listening to your videos. Actually, you're really good.
Okay, well, thank you for calling all the way from Canada. That's pretty cool.
No problem, no problem. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So yeah, that was pretty cool. You remember that time that dude called us from UK? You remember that?
Mhm.
Yeah, that was different. That's pretty cool.
They
people call
staying up and missing work and everything else.
Yeah. I wonder what happened to that sister that was calling from Holland a few times. What happened to her? I ain't heard from her in a while.
Maybe she just hasn't had the time to come call in.
Yeah.
The time difference and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's a big time difference from us to over there. So as you heard. Canada don't have no food stamps. See, I guarantee that cuts out a lot of all the females be doing, having all them kids.
Mm-hmm.
And be
well,
saying,
I mean, a lot of other countries don't have that. That's why they don't have the problems that we have. So.
Then recently they was mad, and these same females that be on food stamps be the main ones getting booty injections.
Well, I mean, they got to find a way to attract their low-life boyfriends. So. Because if you think about it, remember that video that I keep talking about where that little nasty girl, what's her name? The fat girl with the crazy colored weave. What's her name?
The fat girl, the crazy girl. That's a lot of them.
Goodness. What's her name? Spicy Cajun.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when she was like, and I mean, there was another video way before then. It was called Spicy Cajun Shuts It Down. And I think she was going to Black Bike Week. That's what it looked like to me. Because it was a motorcycle. I don't know if that was the situation. But she walked out, and she was wearing a black outfit, black leather top, fat arms hanging out.
Oh,
she
I remember that video. Yeah.
Like leather booty shorts and some little, so she got some little, I don't know why her ankles and her feet are so small. She has a little boots on, and she
that
was posing, and she was shaking it, and she was getting on the motorcycle and posing like she was a superstar. And all these men were like, oh, you're so beautiful. Oh, we love you.
No, we're not going to say men. We're going to say black men.
Well,
you seen that video, brother?
I haven't seen that one. I'm going to have to Google
that
right now.
If you see that video, I'm telling you. I mean, it's the most simp stuff I've ever seen in thirsty simp
stuff
I've seen in my life, bro.
It's S-P-I-C. It's spicy, so it's S-P-I-C. Yeah, S-P-I-C-E-E. C-A-J-U-N. Okay. And she a fat girl. She's not cute. She wears crazy makeup, crazy weave, and she got all these little thirsty dudes telling her how sexy she is just because he has a big butt.
Oh, I'm looking at it. You talking about the one on South Beach, it says right here? Or just go to any one of her videos?
No, not the one on South Beach. I'm trying to think which one it is.
She is, I think it's called Spicy Cajun Shuts It Down or something like that.
Oh, I see. I'm about to click on it right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, dude, these dudes are acting a straight up fool. I mean, they are. I mean, man, I've never seen that like that in my life. And she walking through these dudes, and that's what that's why a lot of, you know, sisters, like, they see a woman like Spicy Cajun. And they got women who slender want to eat more food to gain weight like Spicy Cajun so they can get her body tight.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of them that say that. Oh, man, I wish I could gain some weight. I wish I could get a little more, you know, more fat. I'm like, what? For what?
Why would you want to look like that?
Because of them dudes in that video.
Okay, but those dudes, they had gold teeth, cornrows, and black people ain't had cornrows since the 2000s. So I don't know what kind of man would sit why you would want to date somebody with some daggone cornrows in his head in 2008 or 2013.
That's a doggone shame. She walked around in a lobby like with some drawers on.
That's what I'm saying. And them boys.
Boy, I tell you what, then they had this brother. Speaking of that, Spicy Cajun. Yeah, this brother did a video some years ago when that came out. I think his name is called Ten Speaks. Man, that dude went off, boy. I mean, I never heard a dude go off so bad about a chick like that. Oh, man, it's a classic video. Had you laughing. He's screaming in the camera. Boy, he's not like, he's doing like a voiceover. He's just screaming pissed about, you know, black dudes doing that. Erico 217, you on the show.
Cause that's ridiculous.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I was just listening to the topic about butt injections and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with everything that you're saying, but I also think that women are getting butt injections just to show off to the next woman, just to try to get some type of envy out of them or just to try to show out. So I think it's also not only is it to get a guy who's probably just a lowlife, it's also to make the other girl jealous.
Mm.
So you're thinking it's a competition among the women. You don't think it's a trying to get just trying to bag a man?
I think it is. It does have to do with bagging a man, because if you look at Facebook profiles and Instagram, you see women doing extra just to get guys' attention. But I also think it's just to show to the next girl that this is my body, this is your body. Your body does not equate to my body. So I also think it's that competition of you need to be like me. And I also think it has to do with the music out there. Every song that's on the radio has to throw out that the girl has a big butt, and that also influences some women to want to get the big butt. Because, like, not too long ago, black women had, you know, hourglass shape, most or a good handful did. And it was just a normal size proportionate body. But now it's to the extreme. Now you have to look like half deer, half human. So I think just that extreme. That
half what? Hold on.
She said half deer.
Half deer and half human.
I remember saying that. I put on my Facebook that I was talking about women that get these butt injections done. I said it looked like centaurs to me. But if you study Greek mythology, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know what a centaur is. I think
that exaggeration and how that is now symbolically beautiful, all these women want it, because I see most black women, their body looks fine. Their butts look fine. I'm not saying I'm checking out for women's butt, but it's just proportionate. But now it's to the extreme. Now you have to look like you're basically have been put together in a factory, and that's what's being idolized as beautiful. Now not having a normal shaped body as being beautiful, now it has to be to the extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And that's silly, because these guys in this day and time, they sitting up here, they walking around here bony like a twig. They're not even working out like the dudes used to do in the 90s. And so, you know, you say our brothers just hitting it in the garage, boy, lifting weights, doing all that. That's all the brothers used to do. Now, it's like these dudes are shriveling up, but yet they want the chicks to be extreme. Oh, that's crazy.
They'll be fat or they'll be real skinny. And then they want to have, like, and then they have these crazy standards as to what they want their woman to look like. Lovely T, is it Lovely T 2000 something? I don't know the numbers behind her name. But she made a video talking about how. Yeah, on YouTube. You know, I think you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know you're talking about
Lizzie. Yeah, she made this video talking about how black women, black men, they want this woman with a double D breast and a 20-inch waist and a 50-inch butt. But then you look at them, they don't look like anything. But then they expect to have this perfect woman that realistically nobody looks like that.
There is no human being on this earth that has those kind of proportions. It just doesn't happen. I mean, yes, you can have an hourglass shape, and yes, you can have, you can be very bottom heavy. I've seen women that naturally have like huge thighs and huge butts, but then they have, but then they don't really, it doesn't even look that good sometimes. So just, it's ridiculous. The length that women go to fit this unrealistic standard. They sit there and get these injections, and then they get breast implants, and they have to go and get their hips done too. We're not even talking about hip injections, and they'll go and get their hips done because they don't want to walk around with a huge butt, but then skinny hips. So they'll go and get their stuff injected into their hips too. You can't lay on your side, and you can't sit down on your butt properly anymore. And for what?
And for what, Thursday niggas?
I think they're overdosing on these compliments, man. They're overdosing on the compliments. Like, you know, if you have, let's say you are small or whatever, from back in the day, it might be somebody, I don't want to say good hair, because I don't ever want to okay that saying, because, you know, people say that. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm just saying, like, there's different attributes that each person has, right, each race, I think, and they make them unique, right? But people want it all. They want it all. Like, you could used to be able to compliment somebody on the particular thing that looked good on that person, and maybe the other person might not have that. You might have a top and might not have a bottom or whatever it might be. Or you might just be thin, but you're able to maintain that shape of being just athletic or whatever. But now they want it all. They want the athletic little waist. Then they want to have, like, the big old, whatchamacallit, Jessica Rabbit top. And then they want the big – it's like they want too much. They're overdosing on the compliments. And the thirsty dudes are so willing to give it to them, too. So willing to give it to them.
And that's a self-esteem problem, too.
Yeah, it's mental, though. It's mental, man. It's mental,
kind of,
man.
Like what the advice show was saying. You're doing all this for the regular guys. It's not even – most guys wouldn't marry someone like that anyway. They would maybe sleep with you, but they won't marry you. And then you're doing all this expensive and dangerous surgery for regular men. They're not even – ballers or rap stars you're looking for, even regular men. I mean, I'm not saying if it was a rapper or a basketball player, it makes more sense, but you're doing all this extravagant stuff for a guy who's not going to be able to fly you to Paris, who's not going to be able to make it rain on you, so what's the point?
Mm-hmm. It doesn't even,
I agree.
I mean, you don't really get the kind, like, if you're a woman and you have, like, an education and you really want a man who's going to be educated, or you want to marry a businessman and somebody who's equal in standing to you, you're not going to really be able to get that kind of man with a shape like that. I haven't seen any of those women, these women with those exaggerated body types attracting wealthy and successful men. And I'm not going to say that being wealthy makes you a better man, but you're usually the kind of men that they get with are just nothing. Kind of men that just kind of will sit around and kind of collect off of your money, but that's about it.
Yeah, and one thing they guaranteed to get is some kids. And a lot of them booty models, they got kids out the wazoo. They get some kids.
At least they usually have at least two kids. That's what I've seen. Buffy the Body doesn't have any kids, but she's rare.
I mean, just because she don't have kids don't mean she didn't have abortions.
True.
But then what happens after all that? What happens after your 15 minutes of being a video chick and being on the cover of magazines? What do you do after that?
Nothing, really. Both of them are suffering.
Yeah, because you're not going to find no 65-year-old booty model retiring from that.
Exactly.
No, because the game has completely changed. Buffy the Body has done interviews where she talked about how, I mean, the game has completely changed now. It used to be you would have 15 minutes of fame. Now you only got 30 seconds. That's how it's changed, because there's always some new girl. And then with all the girls on Instagram and Twitter willing to basically show naked pictures, now they aren't even really getting paid to do modeling and being in these videos anymore. So most of their money comes from either party hosting or whatever. They don't really, I mean, you're not even really making any money. Yeah, sure, you get a bunch of Twitter followers and you get a bunch of thirsty dudes. But unless you have something else to bank on, being a booty model is just actually a waste of time.
Yeah, because a lot of these girls, like, you know, they'll do it for free just so they can just be seen.
Yeah, they just want the exposure. They just want to have thousands of people like saying, oh, you're so beautiful. You know, we love you. We like your body. But then,
and then a lot of these women have to trick off with these guys, you know, to get on. And you know, a lot of them have to.
Well, they have to sleep around with this
guy.
That's
what I mean by trick off.
Well, I thought you meant tricking them money.
No, tricking off, no.
It seems like the only three ways that you actually not benefit, but I guess after your 30 seconds of fame, you have something else to collect on, is either if you become pregnant by one of these rappers or basketball players, you either write a tell-all book like Superhead, or you end up being some type of exotic, you know, white girl with a black girl body type thing where you can still bank on it. If you don't fit into any of those three categories after your 30 seconds, you're done.
Mm-hmm. And as
I'm hoping it'll play itself out.
I remember somebody was talking about how these girls are, like you mentioned in that comment that you were reading about how a lot of these girls in these videos aren't even pretty, but they're just getting put on because they have a huge butt. And it's true. Half of them don't even look, they don't really look like all that in the face. Like, Buffy the body is not pretty. I never thought she was a beautiful woman.
No, she's not.
I mean, I don't want to keep talking about her. I don't want her to get mad and whatever. But
she's
a lot of
mad all she won't.
What's the name? They all dime a dozen. Vanity Wonder, not really the prettiest woman. What's the one that got locked up recently?
Oh, Pebbles the model.
Pebbles the model. She's not pretty.
She got locked up behind a butt injection.
But they're not looking at their face. They're looking at their butt. They're not even looking at the quality of the person, what's their personality or anything. It's just the butt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for it to play itself out, because usually when they make something the norm, like when everybody starts to get it done, then it's going to eventually have to get back to what's upstairs. Because let's say everybody just gets the breast implants, booty implants, all that kind of stuff, so everybody's on that same level. Let's say just a lot, maybe not everybody, let's just say a majority of people start doing that, right? It's eventually going to have to lead to, you know, more than that. And they can only go to a certain point. So it's going to hit that glass ceiling. It's going to be like, well, dang, she's got the same thing I got now. Now what can I offer? So, I mean, hopefully it plays itself out. But it's already looking played out anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because when it doesn't look real, it just doesn't look real. And there's no more to say about it. But I guess some people, you know, they just caught up in that image. You remember when people used to, I don't know if you know, like, I grew up around some people, and the dudes would get, like, this fake jewelry, you know what I'm saying? Not necessarily my friends, but a couple of them did have it, I'm not going to lie. There was a certain point in time, and everybody was getting this little costume fake jewelry, and they would pull some girls with that. It would be
Yeah,
crazy.
I remember dudes were doing that.
You remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, I remember dudes were doing it. They were doing it down here, too. I mean, it was all over the place. Dudes were just... And then when people put you on blast about your fake jewelry, like, that'd be the end of you. But anyway, let me get some calls. Let me see. Hold on here. Error code 832, you on the show.
Hey.
How you doing?
Doing good. I just saw on Facebook that girls are injecting Fix-A-Flat in an asshole. What is all this about?
Yeah, and they with these illegal butt injections, sometimes they're using Fix-A-Flat to give them the buzz they want. Sometimes they're using cement. Sometimes they're using industrial-grade silicone, like from Home Depot or Lowe's.
Yeah, this is an issue of just people surrounding themselves with people that don't want to tell them the truth. That's what I think. Because if you have a real friend, they're going to tell you, man, your booty is not even aesthetically pleasing anymore. It's just lumpy, and there's different lumps all over. You know, it's just somebody, it's desperation at that point. There's guys that do this, too. I don't know if you've heard of a compound called Synthol. If you just Google
the
word Synthol Freak.
They have, like, their
images
look
on Google.
Oh, my God, it looks crazy.
Well, oh, yeah.
I know
what you're talking about. Were they trying to build their arms up more?
It looks like they stuff balloon animals under their arms. It looks retarded.
Oh, were they trying to have a fuller look on their arms?
Yeah. Well, no. Do you have a computer next to you? You can Google Synthol Freak, and there's guys that have YouTube channels where they're just flexing and acting like they got huge muscles, but it's not real muscles. It's just oil injected into your skin and bubbles, and they walk around bragging like, hey, I got 28-inch arms, you know, but they're not even strong at that point. They end up getting infections, and they have to cut their whole arm off.
That don't even look natural. Ugh.
Oh,
that is nasty. You can see these dudes' arms, man. I mean, it looks nasty. How could
well,
you even
you
do that to yourself?
Man. Oh, there's guys that have YouTube channels where they're acting like they're bodybuilders, and they're giving out advice.
Oh, my goodness.
That's stupid, man. I would never tell nobody to take no Synthol.
Stuff is cute. I don't know what kind of women they pull with that, because I know that's the reason why they're doing it.
That's
they're
stupid, man. It looked like you try to inflate a basketball, like they hooked up that and just inflated they muscle area. That's stupid.
I'm looking at
Google
images, and I don't see none of these men with no women.
That's nasty. That is so nasty.
There ain't no women in these pictures. So, obviously, they ain't, I mean, I don't know any women.
Anabolic steroids, Synthol 3, or whatever you want to use. I'm sorry, I don't believe in that crap. I believe just working out and just using your protein and, you know, you want to take some testosterone supplementation, that's fine. A fat burner is fine, but all that other injectable crap, no. I don't believe in that. Let me get to another call. Get that. Erico 718, you on the show.
Hey, listen, what's up, Avaz Show?
What's going on?
How's it going? Good evening. Right. Hey, listen, I wanted to know why you blocked me on YouTube. I'm Derek Shabazz X. You blocked me on Avaz Show because I said something about my boy Tommy Sotomayor.
Hold on. You have any comments about the topic? Let's talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I was going to get to that.
Let's talk about the topic first.
Hey,
so
listen,
what you got to say about the topic?
I'm getting to you right now. Why you before I get my boy Tommy on you.
This is my show. You can't come on my show to get on me talk about the topic.
I'm getting on you right now. You don't want me to bring my boy Tommy Sotomayor to you.
Okay. Here we go. Anyway. wasn't it a reason I blocked him? For some reason, I was just, I blocked somebody from my channel, and I was just saying something that just has nothing to do with it. But anyway, back to the topic.
I also want to talk about this, like, infatuation about butts. Like, I've always known that, you know, this particular men who like their women to look a certain way, but it seems like now, especially with the skinny jeans and all this suspect behavior, it's like everything is exaggerated, borderline gay. And I think this exaggeration on butts, not even just a female body, but just butts, it just, to me, always seems just subliminally gay.
Well, hold on, Vanessa. Why I got to be subliminally gay if they weren't looking at females and not a dude?
No, it just seems like...
I mean, well, there's gay men that don't get this procedure done, too, so, you know.
I'm not even talking about them. That's not even something I even get involved with. Yeah, I don't even touch those topics. You get what I'm saying? So, you know.
Hmm. Considering that the gays do kind of control the hip hop industry, maybe. I mean, it could be.
No, that just dude. I don't know. Like I say, video models came out. They seen all that stuff, and they just really, these rappers are really promoting it because, you know, if you listen to any kind of music over and over and over and over and over, and it has the same message, it does have almost like a brainwashing effect.
Mm-hmm.
If you constantly listening that, oh, you know, big booty, big booty, big booty, light skin, this.
Tatted up. Now it's tatted up and piercings all over the place and crazy color head. So
yeah, I don't get that. I don't like no woman all marked up like that. Oh, that's nasty.
But that's the thing. Now, I even had the same guy that was telling me that I need to get a bigger butt, the same one that was asking me why I'm not all tatted up. I only got but one tattoo, and you wouldn't even know I had it.
So right. I ain't got a now one. I don't got no tattoos.
I mean, mine is like, you wouldn't even, I've always felt that a woman should have tattoos that can be covered up by a one-piece or even a two-piece bathing suit, depending on how it's made. And if they can't be covered up by a bathing suit, then you really shouldn't have them. Because It just looks unladylike to me. And if your husband wants to take you to a company picnic, who's going to really want to take a woman to a company picnic or a company Christmas dinner or whatever at a nice restaurant? You got a butt full of what God knows what and tattoos all over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so that seems like
then he's going to stand, he's going to look ridiculous.
It seems like that's the style. Like, no one, not no one, but in the media, it seems like being a feminine woman is not ideal. You have to be hard. You have to be tough. You have to be tatted just like guys. You have to be able to jump in, be hard just like guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where y'all get that from, because this is the thing. Okay, I believe in a woman being feminine. I mean, that's just something I believe in. You know, when my mom, you know, raised me, she always told me women should be feminine, women should be classy, and, you know, all this stuff that go along with that. So these, you know, I'm sorry, I just don't like that horse type of woman. I've never liked that kind of woman.
Well, that's what's being propped up nowadays. That's where we're getting this stuff from. The guys that are in my generation, the guys that are in their 20s, from 20 to about almost 30, that's the kind of woman they want. They want the Batgirl type of woman with tattoos, piercings, 30-inch weave.
But the thing is, when they get the Bad Girls Club type of results out of these females, then they want to, you know, say, oh, these females are this, these females are that. They say, but no, it's the females you're picking, too. I mean, what's wrong with picking the good girl that don't have that?
But good girls are boring. So
yeah.
That's why.
That's the problem with a lot of folks. They need to be entertained so much. You know, it's like, dog, don't you got a hobby yourself that you're going to go do? Why you got somebody else got to entertain you?
I don't know. But then, just like you said, these kind of women don't even, even if they do get married, the relationships don't last very long.
Well, exactly. Because a lot of times they're not even used to being in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's some sort of relationship, the dude probably going upside the head.
I mean, a lot of them don't really have much to offer except for their body. Because if you actually try to talk to them about, okay, let's try to do something, let's start a business, or let's just raise the kids properly, they wouldn't even know. Like, a lot of them are so used to being by themselves. When they have a man step in and he wants to play the father role, or he wants to do this and he wants to do that, their dating history has always been, you meet a guy, he tells you how big your butt is, and he wants to experiment with a woman with a body like that, and so he'll mess with you for a little while, and then after he gets bored and he just sees that, okay, it's not really fun messing with somebody with a concrete butt, then they get dumped.
Mm.
And then they end up being bitter. So
Then they be on the blog talking about black men and how sorry they are, and they don't want to take care of the kids and all this other stuff, but you never tell that backstory either. Like, so you just a good angel and you didn't do nothing wrong. I mean, you just great. And this guy just dogged you out. Like, I don't get that, how you females come up here with all that, like the angels. Like, they don't do nothing wrong, but it's all the guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you expect? If you are some booty model, why do you expect a guy to be with you? I'm just serious, because I wouldn't want to look up and some chick I'm with, she half naked all over the internet. I'd be like, oh, no, that's just not going to work. That'd be embarrassing. Like,
even half naked. A lot of them are completely naked.
All completely naked. I mean, like my father say, son, that's that little girl you with, I saw her on the internet. That would be so embarrassing.
I mean, it would be, you don't even think about what's going to happen to those kids when they get older.
Yeah, that's the
thing. Because when their kids are in school, they're going to say, like, if they, like, there was this one woman that has these huge breast implants, and she's, like, a white woman she's, like, one of the top biggest breasts in the whole world, and she has a hard, she can't even really get out of the car to drop her kids off when she wants to take them to school. She has to wear, like, a big sweatshirt and sneakers and stuff to kind of cover up her body. And the same thing goes with women with these butt injections. They have to either wear basketball shorts, or they have to wear several layers of sweatpants when they just want to go out and not attract a lot of attention. Because if you look like Vanity Wonder, people stare at her, laugh.
Of course people are going to stare, especially women. They go like, oh, look at that woman, you know. I mean, come on. I mean, I know she can't like the stares that she get from women. I know women be cutting her looks. You can't tell me women don't cut her looks.
I mean, of course, the only thing that happens to her is they come up and ask her questions like, what did you do to get your butt like that? And then, of course, you're going to have man honking horn. You probably can't even go for a walk anymore. I mean, that's so unfortunate.
And that's sad. If a bunch of dudes are honking their horns at you and stuff, I mean, treating you like you just not even a human being. You just an object. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's sad. And the thing is, she did it to herself. It's not like nobody forced her to do that. And she did it just for to get the attention of men and put her life on the line just for attention from men. And that's, I'm sorry, why would you do that? I just don't get it.
I mean, what she said in her book, it was just because at first she was, it was like, it almost became a competition with the other girls. It's like, okay, well, she got it done. Yeah, she was a stripper.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, she got it done. Okay, so I got to get it done. And then she got it done again, so I got to get it done again. But she was in that environment.
It goes back to what I said. She worked in adult entertainment, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess for her, I understand, because that's adult entertainment. But a chick who's not in adult entertainment, like that lady that got her limbs cut off, she just wanted just to have it. Or other people who have died just because they wanted a bigger butt. You know what I'm saying? It's like no reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You see a lot of these women, they're not bad looking women at all. It's like,
they don't need it.
You know, so like why, you focus on that? Because most men don't even care.
Mm-hmm. Because if a man is going to tell you he doesn't want you just because you all have a 50 inch butt, then you don't really need to be with him anyway.
I don't know the story about the limbs, the woman who lost her limbs that you're talking about, but the woman from, I know of a woman who did get the butt injections and she lost all her limbs. I think she talked about her story on Essence magazine, and she said basically the reason why she did it was because she was always teased by her family members and her friends that she had no butt. And because she kept on,
I mean, I get
over,
it now, so I understand how she feels.
She got it done. So it's the taunting. It's kind of like when girls, white girls specifically, were going out and getting nose jobs because people kept on saying, you have a big nose. It's one of those things that women particularly do to other women, is that judging of the body. You don't look like this and shouldn't look like this. And keep hearing that often over and over and over again, you go out and you do something like that, and then unfortunately you lose all your limbs. So sometimes it's not even about male attention, it's just that acceptance is just stopping people from criticizing your body.
But you have to learn to just not let it affect you, because I talk about it on my website and I talk about it all over Facebook. I talked about my story, as if you've seen, I had a blog post and I show like my before and afters after I lost weight. Like, I've been teased pretty much my whole life. Now, all of a sudden, people are telling me how beautiful I am every day. But at the time, I was called ugly, fat, they didn't like my nose, my butt was too flat, my boobs were too big, this was wrong, that was wrong, everything was wrong. But all that did was make me a strong person. And now someone could call me, I've already heard all the names now, so it doesn't even affect me.
Exactly.
And you have to not let that sort of thing get to you. You know how many black men tell me how, your butt's not big enough. Oh, you look perfect, but if only you had a bigger butt. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to sit there and risk my life to go and fit this ratchet hip-hop standard, because what happens if having a big butt is no longer in style?
Yeah.
Then you look stupid, because back in the 20s, being 6'10 was attractive. Now it's not. Well, I mean, in certain communities, yeah,
it is.
At least
in the black world.
But not in the black community, it's not being, like, stick thing is not attractive. Or, I mean, certain, like, having, like, huge breast implants was, like, the hot thing at one time. Now, it's almost like nobody even cares anymore. There's so many women that, due to all these hormones in the food, a lot of women just have big breasts naturally. So it's not even a big deal anymore. And, I mean, who knows how long this whole big butt thing is going to be in style. And so now you're going to be walking around with something that's, people are going to probably start laughing at you in about 10 years.
Yep. You know, you got to think about women like Sarah Bartman, who was ridiculed and put on display, and just treated horribly because of, the size of her butt. I mean, I know you know Sarah Bartman's story, correct?
Yeah, her body was natural.
Yeah. It was naturally like that, and the way they treated her. And now these women are trying to look like Sarah Bartman, literally.
They're put on display. They're exploited for their sexuality. Well, I think even Sarah Bartman was a prostitute at one point.
And yeah, so, before she died.
She didn't even want to. She was being forced into prostitution. A lot of these women, they go into this industry wanting this fame and fortune, but you kind of have to keep selling yourself out to stay relevant. And it goes from, I mean, you see the videos of Nicki Minaj where she's been exposed for sleeping with different people to get put on. And that's not even she's not even in the urban modeling. There's a lot of women that did this, go and get these butt injections done. They get put on, but then they have to sleep with photographers. They have to sleep with this person, that person. They have to keep selling themselves out by taking, they have to start taking naked pictures, and they have to start really doing stuff where it gets to the point of no return, and you've shown the whole world everything. And then after that, after you get used up and spit out, you're really left with nothing.
No, none of your self-respect, you know.
No self-respect, no
dignity,
job.
Anything. It's sad. It's utterly sad.
Mm-hmm.
That women would, you know, do themselves that just for, you know, just to get on. Let's see, I think it's that brother. Let me see. Hold on. That was on earlier because we're getting to the last 9 minutes. Well, last 9 minutes while I start accepting calls for the Ask Me Anything, which I'm interested in that one. Erico 323, that's your brother that got off?
Yeah, I had left for a little while, then I came back. What were you guys talking about? I'm not trying to, like, take too much time, but can y'all kind of, like, update me a little bit?
Oh, no, we were just talking about just still, you know, the same topic. I got 8 minutes to go before I start getting to the part of the show where it's like, hey, you can talk about anything because
because
I have this guy that's just holding on the line. He wants to talk to me so bad about another grown man that has nothing to do with him or me. So I don't know why he's talking about that. But
hey,
I'll talk to him. Yes, sir.
You ever thought about like maybe coming on a few times, like designated times, and then maybe have like Gabrielle and then the other females, some like have like their own little designated days or something like that, and kind of just because that way you can bring in like the female crowd too, and it'll be all to your show. And because I don't know how many viewers she has, she might have a blog talk show too, but I'm just saying a lot of people come across your page. Oh, you don't?
I don't.
You ever thought about
to be honest
her,
with you, I'm not even interested in doing all that. I prefer being a co-host. I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind,
like I said, for me, it just works. You know, like I said, she's busy doing a lot of her own thing. I'm busy doing my stuff. Yeah.
Starting a modeling career. I'm going out of town this weekend. I'm opening for a show at a concert. I mean, it wouldn't even be really good
for
me to be able to do all that.
Yeah, like I say, she's busy doing her own thing, and then, like I said, I have my things that I got going on. Like I said, you know, I do have an actual life. I mean, I don't put my life on camera. I don't advertise my life, but I have a life. I mean, I got kids. I got, you know, family. I got a career. You know, I do this stuff.
That's why I was talking about the designated times, because that would kind of free yourself up too, but at the same time, it would be under the same umbrella. You know what I mean? I know your time is limited, but I didn't know.
Yeah, my time is definitely limited, and then my time has really been getting cut a little short now since I've been really focusing on like working out a lot more to try to, you know, fix myself up to where I need to be. So that's cutting me down some on these videos I'm doing, but I rather focus more on my health than, you know, some videos. I get them in as I can.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I mean, we all got a life outside this stuff, you know, so once a week for me is good.
Mm-hmm.
It works out for Ms. Gabriella, too, because like I said, we both got stuff going on. We can't do it 2-3 times a week or whatever.
I would love to. I wish I could, but, you know, this isn't my, like, being some type of internet whatever is not my main goal.
Right.
So.
Like, I didn't know what her situation was, but, I mean, I know that the more that you're on, you know, that's more traffic. So I didn't know if that would make it more lucrative for you to where you could free yourself up to where it could be more of something you'd want to do anyway because there's money involved. But I didn't know what the situation was. I don't know what the standpoint is.
That's basically what it is, brother. But, what we're trying to plan on doing is, you know, just setting up certain guests and, you know, focusing on, you know, those kind of things that we got in the work, you know, to bring on more people. Because if you go to a lot of my past shows, I've had a lot of guests on. I just haven't focused on that like I used to. So, you know, we've just been discussing that, and that's definitely something we're going to definitely push for the following year. You know, that's kind of that. But let me see. I just got this call that jumped in. Maybe they want to discuss this for a second before we get to the last portion of the show. Area code 661, you're on the show.
Hey,
yes, ma'am.
Are you talking about butt injections?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think it's a disgrace what these elite, these supposed doctors are doing to the women in this country.
Well, most of the women that's getting that done, they're getting it done illegally, and the doctors aren't doing it. It's a lot of these back room.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said these supposed doctors. It's just what they're doing is totally wrong. All of them should be in prison. It's just.
Well, if they're caught, they're going to go to jail. If they're caught.
I know.
But
we need
the reason
to,
like,
crack down.
So many women just want to, they don't even want to report these people. Even if they know people that have died or gotten sick, they won't even do it.
Injection the legal way, and they did that. They completely ruined my figure, and I did it the legal way. This illegal way can kill somebody. You don't know what they're injecting in your booty. It could be injecting corn, Cornelius Jackson's pussy juice. You never know.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I hope they all go to jail, so then I can go to prison with them and rape them with my
Somebody's trolling as usual. All right. I love the trolls. Thank you for visiting the show.
That was totally.
It was almost believable.
Yeah, for a minute I'm listening and I say, "Oh, here it goes." You know, people trolling again. Awesome.
I didn't believe it because the voice kind of sounded kind of jagged, kind of like.
We were trying not to laugh.
Yeah. Like I said, Vanessa, Ms. Gabriella knows, but I deal with that stuff daily. It's like so comical now. I just like, oh God, and I just block it and go on and say I'm grown. You know, and it's funny that you got grown people that don't have no life for themselves. Is always, you know, trying to just tell you something, and then you block their accounts, and they come back. You block them and come back. Like, God, man, like how many times are you gonna come back? Like, if you know what I'm saying? And then they think they can talk to you any kind of way on your own account, and you're just supposed to just sit there and take it when you never go to their page and tell them a word. You know what I'm saying? It goes from that to them, you know, people trying to tell you what you should post, what you should talk about. Like, they pay for your internet, pay for your, you know, equipment or anything.
My thing is, if you have so many ideas, why not make your own stuff?
Exactly. My thing is, like, I even rarely comment on videos. I mean, if I do, it's usually somebody I know, usually. So I'll make a comment on their page, you know, because I know them. You know, because I know, you know, at least a good amount of the YouTubers, you know, that's, you know, at least the ones in the black community. And I'll say something. You know, I tell them, hey, man, it's a good video. I like the points, or, you know, something like that. Like, if I don't like a video, I don't even say, man, your video suck. I don't do that. I mean, like,
I don't even thumbs up, thumbs down. Half the time, I just have YouTube just playing in the background when I'm doing stuff.
And that's kind of how I watch videos, like, in the middle of me making videos. That's kind of when I'm listening to them. You know, like, you know, when your stuff start, you know, rendering and stuff, you know, when you're making it, you're actually making it, waiting for it to come out, that's when I listen to a video. I'll go through comments. Sometimes I got to check my emails. I got a bunch of emails to be coming in. It's like, it's you know, Ms. Gabriella knows that social media can become a full-time job.
I mean, yeah, it is. I stay up until almost 3 and 4 in the morning every single day, get up after 2-3 hours of sleep, go to class, do whatever. I mean, I'm always checking my phone, managing emails and Twitter accounts, and I have a Tumblr, a Facebook, a Twitter, all that stuff. It gets really stressful sometimes. And a lot of people don't even understand. They're like, oh, you should make more videos, or you should do this, you should do that. Well, if you knew how much I go through, then you wouldn't even ask me to do not even once. So.
Exactly. Exactly. Some people really don't realize, you know, the work you put into that, some of that stuff. It looks like, oh, you see a person post a video or a few videos. It look easy, but it's really not. It takes longer to make the video than it asks of me just to do, the actual commentary. That's what takes me so long. Then you got to go through the annotations and do that stuff, and you got to post it to your different pages so you can promote your stuff. And it's like I said, it's a job. It really is. But like I said, we had the last portion of the show, the last 30 minutes, and like I said, they have a fella on the line. He's sitting there. He said he wants to talk with me. Now, I'll talk with you before I let you on, If we could talk like adults, if you're going to be over talking me or whatever, we're just not going to have a conversation or end the call. So I will let him on. Area code 718, you're back on the show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. How's it going? Good evening.
Good evening. Now, before we get started this conversation, because we got off on the wrong foot, we can have a conversation as long as it's civil, and, you know, we're talking like adults. Agree?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. All right. So what's going on, bro? What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Derek Shabazz X. I was wondering, why'd you block me on YouTube, first of all?
Derek Shabazz X. I don't remember. Give me a second. You have to remind me of what, did you have some issue? Did you say something? What? Because I don't remember. I go through so many accounts with people coming at me crazy and sideways. So I'm already up to 922 accounts blocked this year alone. So you really got to remind me what happened.
Oh, wow. No, I just disagreed with something. This was about 2 months ago. I disagreed with it, and I totally deconstructed your argument. And
okay, what did you say?
Yeah, come on. We're talking about 2 months ago. I forgot.
Well, I mean, if you remember me blocking you that long ago, obviously you remember what you said, and we can discuss it back and forth, like, between me and you now.
No, I remember you blocking me because I was a consistent listener of your material, and I kind of liked it, most of your own things.
Okay, explain something to you. I have people all the time on my Facebook. They got this one woman. She would dig into me about my opinions, and I have no issue with that. Anybody can say, hey, I don't agree with you, and this is why. Now, if I notice you slick dishing, or you bringing up other people in it that has nothing to do with me and you, then I'm going to say, okay, I ain't playing that game, and I'm going to get rid of the account because I don't play that. I don't need parrots because I know you brought up Tommy's name. I don't need a parrot for him. If you got something to talk to me about, you talk to me about it, and that's fine because that's the situation I don't even want to acknowledge. I mean, I got more things to do in my time. I'm 34-year-old man.
Yeah, I think that's something that happened that you and Tommy had brought up, you know, the same issue and whatnot, and I just mentioned Tommy or whatever like that in video. I don't even know, but I forgot that you guys was, you know, you used to date or you know, some shit.
Wait, back up. What did you say?
You guys broke.
We both made a video, and what we used to do?
Like, you know, I don't know. Do you guys break up or something? You guys, you know, act like y'all used to date or...
Man, like I said, well, this is the thing. You know, my thing is this. Do you notice me making videos 24/7 about the guy?
I did.
I mean, when have you seen me make a bunch of videos about the guy and put his name in my videos and just that's all I do? When have you seen me do that?
I mean, for that move that you did, I just kind of think you a total sucker for that. You know?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. If you can't tell me what, I've done that before to people. Well, let me explain something.
Yeah,
I've done that before to people.
That's a sucker.
And then the brother, then they come to me. They come
sucker.
To me about it.
That's being a sucker.
Well, can you let
that's
me finish before you answer?
Dude, you talking about something that happened 2 months ago. I just remember you.
But, dude, you can't even tell me. Dude, you can't even tell me.
Not because,
so
because
doesn't
I,
that make
because
you
I
a sucker,
because,
though? Why are you worried about something as
because you had
as
great
as,
because
as,
I,
like a YouTube
I,
channel.
I thought that you had good material. This is the reason why I'm coming to you and I'm telling you this. I thought that you had good material. And I like
okay,
some of the
but
stuff
why
that
would
you
but why would you say but why would you say I think that's
that
being
a
sucker?
No,
yeah, why would you
that
say that?
Sucker.
You don't know. Let me explain something to you. Let me finish. They had a guy I had blocked. Okay. And you got that upset that I blocked you.
You
to the point
sucker,
that you mad and calling me a sucker. You don't even know me. I don't know you.
You a sucker. Because you a sucker. That's sucker moves.
But you understand you're a grown man and you're bothered about me blocking you and you can't explain to me what you said and how you said it so we can clear it up?
I just told you that you was wrong. You was talking about, you said some old mess about how black women, you know, need to be some old garbage about, you know, it's okay for black women to run around here and act like whores and all types of
stuff. When have I ever said it's okay
and,
for black women to act like whores?
And,
when have I ever said that?
you know, this was a couple. This was about 2 months ago. You had said
no,
something
but you
to that,
said you said
you
that
said
I said
that
it's
you,
okay for
you
black women
to
be whores. I've never advocated that.
I forgot what the actual topic was about because, as I said before, it was 2 months ago. But I just remember being blocked because I totally disagreed with that. And then I brought Tommy in some way. I don't remember the exact.
Maybe that's what happened. Now I think about it. I'm just listening to you. Maybe you said something, and then you laced that man's name in it, and I probably was like, "Oh, okay, he's one of those."
No,
I'm just listening to what you're saying.
So
you
hate him? So you hate him that much that if any of your commenters use his name, they would get deleted.
Well, it's like this. If the video has nothing to do with that individual, why
that's
bring him
I'm
up?
You act like y'all broke up. No, because I was saying that's exactly what Tommy was talking about. You acting like y'all just got
but
over
why
a bad breakup.
Like, Ms. Gabriella, let me ask you a question. Like,
why are you
if I'm making the
Gabriella
video.
Gabriella about something? Why you
hold on, no,
about
I'm
something?
Getting a different opinion.
It's
I can
between
ask you
me and you,
ask.
Can you mute
it's
him
a,
for a second so you can actually
between
get
me
the words
you
out? Because this is actually getting great.
No. I'm getting a second opinion. If you're making a video
you
about
okay,
one
mute
thing,
for a second.
Like,
mute for
a you're going to like
a
third. I'm asking her a question because I'm
he's
getting
not.
A third opinion. Okay.
He can't be respectful. Can you mute him so we can actually
yeah,
talk?
He can't be respectful because, like I said, you butt hurt somebody blocking you.
There's
that's
no reason
problem.
That a grown man would sit there and call another grown man to ask about a YouTube comment. If I've gotten blocked by somebody on YouTube, I just move on.
Exactly.
Okay, so what if you can't comment on their videos anymore?
Yeah, it's like, exactly. I have not blocked people
for 2 months. Don't you have anything better to think about?
I'm like, if somebody blocked me off their channel, then okay. I just don't talk to them, whatever the reason they blocked me for. I don't know what they blocked me for. I just go on. I don't say a word to them. But for 2 months, he is upset that I blocked him from commenting. I mean, trust me, I wish YouTube would change where if you blocked a person, you couldn't see the videos or nothing. If I own YouTube, that's what I would do. Now, that's a true block. You know what I'm saying? But all you can't do is comment. So for 2 months, I mean, you see what I'm talking about, Vanessa, the stuff I got to deal with. And these are guys. This is not women calling me with being pissed. These are guys. I rarely even block women. That's the thing. It's more so
because
these
women people. Know how to be respectful. Well, not
so the
all.
Fact is,
but they know how to argue.
So when
I
make
I
these videos
know.
Talking about the modern-day emotional male, you see what I'm talking about.
But the thing is, he couldn't even articulate
why
you blocked him.
Yeah, all he could say is, you're a sucker, you're a sucker, you're a sucker. That's not even a valid argument.
I'm trying to say, explain to me.
Okay, well, and
explain
when
to me what you
said. 30 minutes ago, the show, you even talked about how you didn't like whorish women. So, obviously, he's not even listening. When did you? I don't remember any. I've been listening to you since, 2011, I think. I have not heard you ever say I like whorish women. I advocate women to be whorish.
No, I never would advocate that because that's not right. I'm for the traditional family, and that's not whoring. I don't care if male or female. But the thing is, I gave the man a chance to talk. I'm trying to talk to him back and forth. You know, it's my show. I could ask whoever I want to ask for a second opinion because sometimes I could be wrong. Okay, but they'll be sitting up here saying you a sucker because I blocked you. Like really? Like, is that the way? So when you try to settle an argument with somebody, you're going to come with insults? That's not the way you settle arguments. That's not
no,
conflict.
That's
not conflict
a
resolution.
Very bad
don't think that's not
right.
Conflict resolution. Conflict resolution say, okay, I got a difference with a person. We're going to talk about our different points, whatever that may be. If I don't agree or we'll come to a happy medium. But like I was trying to tell the guy, they had, you know, two dudes that I blocked. They hit me up in an email and they said, man, why did you block me? I told them why. They explain their point or whatever, and I unblocked them. Two guys, I unblocked them because they came to me and talked to me like a man, and that was the end of it. And I never had an issue with the guy again at all. But if you coming to me, it's not really you disagreeing with my videos. That's fine, do that. But don't come in here bringing up that other dude's name on my videos. He's like, oh, well, you know, you can like him that much. It don't matter if I like him or don't like him. The video has nothing to do with the guy. So why are you mentioning him?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think you wanted to start an argument.
Well, yeah, of course, because you know you don't start name calling. When I never called a man a name, I never called him nothing out his name, not at all. I said let's talk civilly, talk respectfully. But this is what I was talking about when I do these modern day emotional male videos. You know, why would you get mad about somebody blocking you? Why?
On YouTube. It's not. It's,
on
I mean,
YouTube.
If it really makes that big, if it really bothers you that much, make another account. And even then, why would you care? There's other things to watch on YouTube.
Exactly. You know, I mean, and half of these accounts that's like that's run off of the mouth at me, you know, they saying stuff, oh, you're boring and this and that. It's like, I'm not trying to entertain you. So, like, that should tell you something about yourself. I'm not trying to entertain you. I mean, this is not a comedy channel. Now, if it was a comedy channel, and I'd be like, hey, I'm doing comedy, and I'm doing what I'm doing now, I would understand you saying that. I don't get it. But this is the thing that I have to deal with a lot, Vanessa.
That's ridiculous.
Huh?
I said that's ridiculous.
It is, but, you know, like I said, it's sad that you got grown men acting like that. You know, let me see, I got another call sitting here, and let's see what this one's about. Area code 727, you're on the show.
Hey, what's going on, my show? This is Jay McSwain, host Tech Talk. How you been?
Oh, how you doing, man? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I was trying to get in, but somehow the phone cut off for some reason.
Okay. All right, what's on your mind, brother?
Well, it's just the last 30 minutes of the show.
Uh-huh. Well, the last 19 minutes of the show. The part you can ask me whatever you want to ask me.
Well, I was about to say to you, like, on Facebook about Tech Talk. I just want to know what your thoughts was about it. I know
well,
you
did you read the last message that I sent to you about it?
Yeah, you said about a one-hour format. That's what we're planning on doing. And it's on tomorrow night. What you doing?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you was asking
the,
me, like sometimes mm-hmm. you was asking me when you was in the message, hey, did you hear? Like, sometimes, like I said, if I get a chance to stop, I listen to stuff, but, like, a lot of times I be busy, so it's not like I'm trying to just avoid people. It's just I have so much going on, like I said, between, you know, my work and my family and, you know,
mm-hmm.
this thing, you know, the stuff I do online myself. I mean, it's very, very hectic, you know, for me sometimes. You know, so, like I said, but when I get time, I say, okay, I'm going to check this out because somebody told me or they emailed me something, I'm going to check it out. But like I said, if y'all getting good callers or y'all, you know, getting some progress or what?
Well, it's just starting now. So, you know, we're trying to develop this.
Okay, you said,
you know,
hold on, you what you say about the callers? Y'all getting some callers calling in or how's that working?
Well, we're not getting callers. Yeah, we're trying to get the show established. That's what we're No, like it's been 2 weeks.
Only thing I'm gonna say, I'm going to and like I said, just try to you know say just keep at it. That's you know that's what you guys got going on. I mean, you know it's like, you know, sometimes when you're doing these particular topics like that, that's why I was telling you 1 hour format just in case you may have to talk for that hour yourself. You know, so I don't know how much more, you know, what y'all can do. Like I said, I don't know what y'all got going on. I'm just giving my, you know, small opinion because when I first started doing Blog Talk Radio a long time ago, because I created my account, matter of fact, in 2009, and I would do one-hour shows by myself, you know, until I got to a point I could do two-hour shows. I said, you know, sure, that's been shows I've done, man, nobody called. I mean, nobody. And when I finally got a call, the first time I got a call, I was so happy. You know what I'm saying? If somebody actually called my show, you know, so it does take time, man. I mean, it takes time. Is this what you want to do? You want to hang in there?
Yeah, especially, you know, like it's hardly no black folks in the tech field. That's why with me and Tyrone talked about it. That's why I'm not trying to plug into the show or if they try to endorse the show. That's not what we're trying to do. What we're trying to do is let the community know there are a group of brothers out here that will talk about computers, and we break it down to the common person, and we talk about black inventors on the show as well.
Yeah, and the thing is about, like, when it comes to IT technology and stuff like that, you know, it's only, you know, like I said, a certain group of people that's going to, you know, I'm going to say at least pay attention to that, you know, so you got to definitely go after that demographic who's looking for that sort of knowledge. I don't know what y'all cover. I don't know if y'all cover cell phone apps. I mean, that's something that everybody relates to. You know, tablets, definitely everybody relates to. Software, different software people use for editing, you know, video, whatever. I mean, that's something that's, you know, real relevant, in my opinion, to a lot of people. Or maybe different cameras, sound equipment, if those are doing YouTube videos. So, I mean, that's just some of my suggestions. Because, you know, when it comes to cell phone apps, people want to know what's the best app out there to do whatever.
Right. It's just like, that's why we keep the latest of the tech trends out there. That's why we...
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Android or iOS?
Well, you talking my favorite phone?
No, not the phone. I'm talking about the operating system.
Oh, Android.
All right. That's what I wanted to hear, Android.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we got an iPhone. We got an iPhone woman on the phone here.
Hey.
Vanessa, you got Android or Apple?
I have Windows.
Oh, you have a Windows phone. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I like Android because most of the apps are free. Anybody can create an app. It's a very easy system. You know, it's integrated, you know, with your Google account, which is good to save all your contacts. I mean, like I said, I got a Samsung Galaxy Note 3, best phone I ever had. No problems. Runs flawlessly. I tell anybody, get that phone. It's a good phone.
So, let me ask you this advice. So, you have Skype, don't you?
I have what?
Skype, you know.
I have. Yes, I have Skype. I see you sent me a request on Skype.
Yes.
Yeah, I have Skype. What's up?
Well, like you always say, like, all it's, like, I am, like, give you a message wherever you need. So, but the fact is, you know, it's just that, you know, brothers like us got to stick together, you know what I mean? We can't be fighting one another.
Well, man, you know what? I am a brotherly love type of guy, but not everybody that's your brother want to be your brother. Some people just want to keep, you know, drama on, want to fight and all this other stuff. Like I said, they had a guy I let on my show, he said he had an issue with me blocking him. I wanted to talk to him in a civil manner, hear what he had to say, and he started calling me a sucker. I mean, that's not a way to resolve an issue, correct?
That's right. That's like what a female would do. You know what I mean?
That's why I made those videos about modern-day emotional males. And they don't realize that's what they do. I mean, men supposed to talk out their problems, handle their problems. That's it. Females start name-calling and getting catty and getting their feelings hurt. I mean, how is it that you mad at me because I blocked you 2 months ago and you actually remembered that? I mean, I didn't even remember what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But these are the so-called black male brothers that you're talking about. So it gets to a point sometimes you don't want to be like, you want to like keep your distance. I mean, it's the truth. Sometimes you do because you see too much of it. It's sad. I don't have that. I'm going to tell you something. All the stuff they say about black women, I don't have issues with them. Black women don't troll me. Black women don't bother me. Black women don't do none of that to me. They don't call my show harassing me. They don't call my show trolling me. But yet, black women is the problem. I've had nothing but problem with black dudes, and Miss Gabriella can co-sign, and she knows. Every time somebody trolls the show, Miss Gabriella, who has been?
Tommy supporter.
Exactly. Black men. And the most horrible black women in the world, even hood rats. They don't call me and bother me like that.
Never have. I mean, we do have blog talk trolls, but those are just people that come off of 4chan and stuff like that.
Exactly. So when it comes to some of these, when it comes to a lot of these black dudes online, brother, I'm beyond with you. A lot of times, I keep my distance until I figure out who they are.
Same here.
And I didn't used to be that way. But I'm about like that way now because I've seen too much that I don't like, you know. And I say I don't want no parts of it at all. But if you somebody doing something positive, hey, I'm cool, you know. Like, hey, do your thing, you know. I support you. Do you know what I'm saying? God bless you in all your endeavors.
But the thing is, also, like I said, I kind of the same thing, especially in the Tampa Bay area. I just stay away from these modern-day emotional men. I'm a masculine 25-year-old black man, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Because I was raised from the old school, man. Well, men had to be men. Like, no man supposed to be sitting in the house. You go outside and go work somewhere. You know, I was raised that men go work and bring home the money, take care of the house. You know, I was raised, like, how can you tell a woman to cook and clean something if you're not providing? how you dare open your mouth to a woman about anything if you're not being a man? I mean, that's the time period I came from. Like, if my grandmother had asked me to help her vacuum clean, my grandfather would go off and say, no. He said, no, that ain't no men supposed to do. Men work outside. You know, that's just kind of where I come from. There's a lot of old school, which I'm glad I was raised that way. So when I see these dudes today, seeing, acting the way they're acting, I'm like, dog, man. I'm like, even the women in my family, they want you to be men. They don't be doing all this emotionalism, crying and all that. So it's like hard for me to deal with a woman who is too emotional sometimes because the women in my family aren't that way.
Right. It's just that, I was raised, with a two-parent household. I got my grandparents. They raised me to be a strong black man. It's just like these guys, they look at me funny. They look at me like, man, how come he's not catty? How come he's not doing all this? How come he's going for computers, getting his two computer certifications and his bachelor's degree at the same time? He's making some catty, wicked remarks to me,
And that's stupid. Like, why are you worrying about another grown man and what he does with his time? Why don't you worry about your time? Just like I said, modern-day emotional males, like some females, worrying about another woman's dress, worrying about another woman's man, worrying about another woman, what she driving, just like some females,
yeah,
dude.
Get this, old man. Like, they were asking, how come I don't see you with the latest shoes? I told them, hey, I believe in state. I got the stock for Jordan. I own the stock. I don't need to buy the
shoes. Smart. Yeah, you buy a stock. You don't say, why you don't have the latest Jordans? Because I'm not trying to be broke like you.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me ask you this question. I remember one time somebody told me this, and I kind of got bothered talking. They explained it to me. They said, you know what? You think like a white man. I said, what the hell you mean by I think like a white man? They said, because you're not trying to go spend your money. You're trying to, save your money. You move your money around. You do this. You do that. It's like, yeah, that's called being smart. I said, and I learned that from my household. And it comes from being around,
being broke.
Yeah, so in order to think like a black man, I gotta go stunt and spend all my money. And just that's all
and
I got.
And your lights will be cut off. But
yeah.
You look good. You look
yeah, but
great.
I look
you
good.
Look like a million
I got a
bucks.
Brand new. I got a brand new car outside.
Okay. And the funny thing is that one thing I've noticed about black folks, and it, not even just black folks. I had Latin friends that have told me that, or Latinos that have told me that they have the same issue. If you could have your rent paid, bills paid, everything paid off, you have a fridge full of food. And you may not have the latest car, but as long as your priorities are covered, but you don't have any money left over, your friends will sit there and call you broke. But they'll be the same ones that are about to get their lights turned off, but they might have nicer material things than you, and so they think that having nice, fancy clothes means they're rich.
Well,
that's stupid. Like you say, right there, ghetto fabulous. Like you said, ghetto fabulous can be anybody. They don't have to be just black folks. And
no,
I'm sorry. The biggest problem with black folks? They can't see the big picture. All they can see is what's in front of them.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's their biggest issue. They cannot see down the line. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you let some things go that's in your face when you see the result down the line.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, big pictures, my dad always told me, never despise small beginnings.
True. You gotta crawl for your walk. It's a certain level of respect you gotta have as a man. That's why I respect the game. I grew up with that. Respect the game, or the game gonna make you respect it. That's why you don't see me just straight being disrespectful to people or just messing with people, because you don't know who's who and what's what, and you don't know nobody's situation, their mental condition, or nothing. I just try to respect all people, and if you don't agree with me, fine. You go by your business, I go by my business. Is that simple?
Yeah. It's just like when I help people with their computers at campus, I'm a computer tutor at campus, which I would not say the name, but I do help people. And it's just like these group of bros I see every time I walk the campus, either the basketball team or the, girls team, they look at me funny. I just don't have to look at gear. He doesn't have a tutor ID badge, but yeah, it's still, he doesn't have the latest stuff. I told him one time, I said, look, you guys, you may have a free scholarship, but people like me bust my hump to make it. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And you'll be the type of dude later that got that's making six figures income, maybe even pushing seven figure income, and why they scratching two nickels together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, because a lot of these guys that are on these sports scholarships aren't very smart. And a lot of the sometimes they'll have their coaches come and talk to the teacher and be like, can you just give him a C so he can still play the game? And that's what happens. And then when they go out into the job field, they may have a decent GPA, but a lot of them don't really have any type of, like they have nothing that they can offer to a company or a business, and then they end up not really doing much. So you have a college degree, but you're like the manager at Walmart.
And that's sad.
It's just like most of these athletes have been called for the rest of their lives. You think about it. They said, man, why are you going to the computer for? That's for white people. I told them, look, I believe in making a difference. You know what I mean? Like, y'all are good.
Yeah, that's black people's biggest problem. They're always trying to say what's for white folks. Every time something good in life is for white people. You speak proper English or you're talking white. You're reading. You're acting like white folks. Why we equate everything to something positive to white folks? Why can't we equate it to us? Well, all we got to equate to us is what? Jail, big booties, what? You know what I'm saying? Deadbeat, what? What else we equate? Everything negative, that's what we equate to ourselves. But we never want to equate good things to our community. And we do that ourselves. We can't blame racist white folks on none of that. We sit up here and down our own self.
Sometimes, you know, like, here's the thing. You know, like, people like me, people like Miss Gabriella, we are, like, rare breeds in black society. And same thing with you and Bob, so we're, like, rare breeds in this society of quality people, what brothers and sisters should advocate for.
And don't forget Vanessa, because Vanessa's one of the rare breeds, too. What did you say, Vanessa?
I was also going to touch briefly on, like, the news stories in Barney, the situations that happened in Barney with the black consumers getting stopped by the police. I mean, there was one woman specifically, she was pregnant, she already had a child, and she's dropping $2,000 on a person. She's in nursing school. I'm like, honey, why are you dropping $2,000 on a purse? You need to make sure that you have everything set up for your child. You need to make sure that you can pay off something loan. You should not be dropping $2,000 on from your tax refund.
Yeah, tax refund.
Go buy a purse.
That's sad.
Like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know the female was pregnant. That is so stupid. Instead of taking that money and making sure your child has everything they need or whatever, you're going to go in the purse and go in that store and buy some handbag. That's not going to do nothing for you. Has no monetary value whatsoever.
I mean, well, maybe the other ladies in the hood are going to be like, oh, we love your purse, but that's about it. And think about all these black men that stand in line getting Jordans. They have Jordans in every single color, but they on the bus. And if you can actually add up all these shoes. You know how much the shoes cost? That some people have almost like $1,000 or even more than $1,000 worth of shoes in their closet. That when you actually, I know people that wear Jordans, they have to end up wearing shoe trees, which are like this thing that keeps you from getting creases because those shoes get creased up so easily, and they have to walk all funny. Like people that I know that are actually like sneaker connoisseurs, they have to walk funny. Because they don't want to get creases in their shoes. If somebody was to step on their shoe, they would probably damn near have a heart attack and want to shoot them.
No, yeah,
and it's like, and it's crazy. It's like if you had taken that $1,000 that you spent on shoes and tattoos and costume jewelry, then maybe you could have gotten out of the hood by now.
Oh, but they ain't worried about that. They worried about just looking good for these broke females. That's why I did a video a long time ago about stop stunting for broke females, and that's exactly what they do, because only broke women impressed by that stuff. Women that got something going for them, you can't impress them with that.
I don't know any woman with class that would want to sit there and they would date a man that has a fancy car, nice clothes, but then you go to his house, he wants to treat you to a date of some ramen noodles or some hot dogs, because that's all he can afford.
That's sad. Hold on, we're getting toward the end of the show, so I want to thank everybody for joining us for the show tonight. Thank everybody for calling in, even the guy that tried to call in and name call. That's not the way you handle a conflict resolution, sir. Just letting you know that. But we'll let you guys know when the next show is going to be. And just keep an eye out. Make sure you like Ms. Gabriella's Facebook page, like my Facebook page, and all that other jazz. Correct, Ms. Gabriella?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So see you guys next week.
Thank you.